The Mishnah says that if there's a split vote, say you go Basarayv, Pasuk and Chumash, Achar Rav Lahavdil. So the Gemara has a whole machlokes, how do you write the Pesak Din? The Mishnah says that after the Din Torah is all over, and it was a split vote 2-1, so the two Paskin Chayiv and the one Paskin Potter, so there's a prohibition of Rechilas, he's not allowed to tell over that I was the one who potted you. It's not my fault that you have to pay the other two Dayanim have voted me. That's Rechilas. That's an Issa Rechilas. That's how the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah goes, Mishnah is talking, if you didn't write a psak, then you just told the Balabatim, you have to pay, that's all. So the one who voted against the two shouldn't say, what if they have to write a psak then? So how do you write? So that's a three-way machlokes in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, part of what's involved is the following. Let's say the Bezin made a mistake in psak. Is the Bezin held responsible that they have to pay to make good? So that's, we had a little bit in the first perek, and then it's repeated later. The main sugya is really Adaf Lamed Gimel. So the Gemara there quotes a Mishnah in Bechoris, Daf Chav Ches on Beis. If you take a look at the second line from the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Donas Adin, Zikas Achai Vechivas Azaka, Timas Ator, etc. Masha also he gave a psak in error, or Mishalami Beisa. It says he has to pay. So the Dayan who paskin incorrectly has to pay. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why does he have to pay? The Mishnah says that there are 10 chilukim between Mominus and Nefoshes. The one is that a Bezna 3 versus Bezna 23, and the other are 9 dinim of a Hatzola. So one of the differences in Hatzola is that in dinim Nefoshes, Yotzami Bezna Zaka, Yemachzir Masa Lechiyuv. But in Dirim Amenes, Yatsum Bezen Chayiv, Machzir Moso Lechus, but Yatsum Bezen Zaka, Eim Machzir Moso, double jeopardy, Eim Machzir Moso Lechiv. In Amenes, Machzir, if you made, in Amenes, you can't say you bend over backwards to be Mazaka, the person, the Hitzilowate. It's not fit. Whatever is a schus for one is a chayiv for the other. That's what Tesis says. So that's why the 9 Dinim of Hatzola don't apply to Dinim Amenes. And Dinim Amenes, if Bezen realizes they made a mistake, they just reversed the psak. So what does the Mishnah Bechoris mean? That if the Bezin made a mistake, the psak remains, Masha so the psak remains, and Mishalom Abesi has to make good from his pocket. So it's a big sugya. That's the most famous sugya in Masechet Sanhedrin. As it happens, when we learned Sanhedrin by Rav Soloveitchik, he spent 2 years, he learned the whole Masechta. As it turns out, he never learned that sugya. He skipped that sugya. Okay, but that's the most famous sugya. And Sanhedrin, that's the sugi of Tor B'Shikol Adas. Long, long shafe, a long riff, very long riff, long balamoras. Everybody has different opinions. A very lumdish sugi, maybe we'll get that far. We'll try, we'll see, okay? So part of the psak is that when the Mishnah says that the Bezdin made a mistake in Didi Mamanis, they reversed their psak, there's no din of double jeopardy in Didi Mamanis. That's if they were Toi B'Dvar Mishnah. So if they made a mistake, Toi B'Dvar Mishnah, Dini Nefashis, and they said Patur, then Eimach Zir Moso Lechiv, double jeopardy. Ivor the Gemara says, Toi B'Dovash Adzdukim Modim Bo, Mach Zir Moso. That's not the same thing as Toi B'Dvar Mishnah. Toi B'Dovash Adzdukim Modim Bo means they made a mistake in Torah Shebichsav. The Tzukim only accept Torah Shebichsav. So a mistake in Torah Shebichsav, that's not called a Hayroah. There's a correct Torah, then there's a Torah B'Toyes, then there's something glad kahaktat shayna. Let's say a 5-year-old child says, I hold that he's potter. That's called a Torah. That's not called, he's lo higia lo Torah. So sometimes if you have a Torah, B'dovash adztuk and modimbo, a person made a mistake against the Pasuk and Chumash, that's not called a Torah. Torah is only in the area of Torah Shebalpeh. Torah, B'dvar Mishneh, means it's not mefurish in Torah Shebichsav, but it's a referish din, that there's no machlekes on. So that's called Toi B'Dvar Mishnah. So the Bezin made a mistake and did in the first, and they parted the fellow, and it was against an off in the Mishnah. They thought the Mishka Zachar is Mutter. They live in a generation that everybody thinks Mishka Zachar is a mitzvah. There's no avera. So that's Torah B'davash Hatzduka Modibo. That's a mistaken Torah Shem. Except that's not called even a Hayroah B'tos. That's not called a Hayroah. If the mistake was B'dvar Mishneh or something, or B'shikal Adas, so then that's called a Hayroah B'tos. And Din Nefashis, there's a din of double jeopardy. There is no such thing. But in the Maimonides, we do distinguish. Was it a Tois B'Shikal Adas or was it a Tois B'Dvar Mishneh? What's a Tois B'Shikal Adas? So the Gemara said in the first parak, Trei Tanoi Tremor, right? Machlokes. And it's not, there's no clear psak what the din is. But the Sugya and the Alma, the meaning of the Moira Hiro, the meaning of the Dayanim is that they paskan like one. And he goes ahead and he paskans like the other one. If it's a machloikas trei tanoi trei amaroi and there's a psak mefurish v'hilchas kach v'kach, that's considered to be dvar mishnah. Aye, it's not a mishnah; it's only amaroim. Aye, it's a machloikas to shach and the taz. So why is that called to be dvar mishnah? Gemara says if it's a clear cut psak, even though it's machloikas tanoim and machloikas amaroim, machloikas achreinim, but if it's clear what the psak is, that has the same status as a to be dvar mishnah. But Tov B'Shikal Adas means the meaning Ma'ira Harua, the meaning of the Dayanim is one way, but it's not that someone has already said, it's not that they were Omda the Minyan and they voted that this is the Psa. So the Gemara says in Didi Maminis, there's a difference. If Tov B'Dvar Mishneh, then the Bezdin has to reverse the Psa. There's no din of double jeopardy in Didi Maminis. But if Tov B'Shikal Adas, so Tov B'Shikal Adas means it's not so clear. It's a Tzas Sofik. The meaning of all the poskim is this way, but it's considered tzas sofek. So the one person, the baldin, let's say Reuben versus Shimon. So the baldin who won the first time around and has the money in his pocket, he's muchzakeh. He can say kimli, I hold like the first psak. The bezdin originally paskin in my favor. I'm muchzakeh on the money, so I hold like the first psak. That's where the achreidim got this idea from. In the achreidim, we have a whole literature that if there's a machlekes haposkim. And the Rav HaPoskim hold one way, the Rav HaPoskim hold the guy has to pay money, but he's muchzak on the money, so he can see Kimli Kedas Hamit. What do you mean, Kimli? He doesn't know how to learn. He never heard of these Achreinim. Machlekes Achreinim, I hold like the Marash Dam. Never heard of the Marash Dam. How does he know what he's talking about? He doesn't have to know how to learn. Kimli means, since he's muchzak on the money, so the din is in Hochem Mamet Achar HaRav. You can't be Moitzi Mamet from the muchzak if there's a Shita who holds like that. Even though the din should have been based on the Rav, but the guy has the right to tie on the muchzak. So that's what the Ran explains over here. The one who is muchzak on the money based on the mistaken psak that the Bezin gave the first time, so if it's a toib shikal adas, so that's considered a sofik holdu. So the fellow can say, Kimli, I hold like the original psak. If the Bezin made a mistake, toib bidvar mishnah, so they're going to have to reverse the psak. They're going to reverse the psak, so there won't be any hafsid moment. So the Bezdin doesn't have to pay. They'll just reverse the psak. The one who has the money has to surrender it. But if it's Tov B'Shikal Adas, and the Bezdin wants to reverse the psak, so the one who won the Baldin, who won the Din Torah the first time, will say, Kimli, I hold like the first psak. The first psak was based on a shita, and it's not the Tov B'Dvar Mishneh, an open and shut case. No, it's a Tov B'Shikal Adas. So in such a case, the Bezdin is held responsible to pay the Hefsed Mon. Meiz the din are they responsible to pay? So the Gemara says in Baba Kama that depends on the machlekes of Meir and the Chachamim about Danin and Din and the Garmi. If you hold like Rav Meir, Danin and Din and the Garmi, he said the Bezna has to pay. If you hold like Danin and Din and the Garmi, you don't have to pay. So what do you do with that Mishnah and Pchoiris? Mishnah and Pchoiris says Don is Adin.
Even the one who was had the other opinion.
So that we have to discuss on our daf. That's what we're leading up to. What's the din if it was a split vote? If all the three Dayanim made a mistake and they all said Chayiv, so then they all have to chip in together. If they made a mistake, B'dvar Mishneh, so they don't pay from their pocket, they don't Mishalim Mibeso, they just reverse the Psak. But if it's a Tov B'Shikal Adas, then the Baldin who won the first time says, I hold like the first Psak. I'm Muchzak on the Mammon, so Kimli like the first Psak. First Psak has it is a Sofik Holdu. It is a Sofik Holdu. Because it's not Beferish that that's the din. So Tov B'Shikal Adas, a Bezin has no right to reverse, to force the fellow to surrender the money. So then we say, Medina de Garmi, they have to make what they have to pay. Yeah. And what do you do? I mean, that's a Mishnah. To stop Mishnah is Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that Medina de Garmi. What if the Chachamim don't believe in Medina de Garmi? Chachamim hold that Garmi is the same as Grama that you putter. So what do you do with that Mishnah? That sounds like it's an old Mishnah from an earlier generation before Rav Meir was born. So how do you understand that Mishnah? Mishalami Beiso. Gemara says maybe it's talking about a case of Nasim and Asim Biyad. The Dayanim said, okay, the din is you have to pay him $1,000. Give me the money and I'll hand it over. So the Dayan takes the money and he hands it over. So he's not really a Mazik. He's a Gazlan. He's a Gazlan B'Shegeg. He's a Gazlan. He didn't take the money for himself. He took from one person, he gave it to the other person. So that's also a din of Gazlan. And even a Gazlan B'Shegeg is also a Gazlan. So if the Dayan or the Dayanim were Nasim and Asim Biyad, then everyone would agree that Yechayim, it didn't Gazlan. But if Lloyd not told Menasim Biyad, he didn't say, give me the money, I'll hand it over. He just issued a psak. So then it's considered din in the Gamis, and then it's a machlokes Amei and Chachamim. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, we happen to pass from like Amei, danin and din in the Gamis. So the Dayan Shetor, the Shikol Adas, would have to pay from his pocket, medin in the Gamis. He said there's a machlokes Tosis in the Ramban regarding Gamis, where the Gamis is the Raisa of the Rabbanim. Tois and Shita and Baba Kama and Baba Metzia, different Mesichtas, Garmi is only Medi Rabbanan. So Tois says, you Garmi only pay, you don't pay. Loikon to Shogi Otomezit. The Ramban disagrees with Tois and he thinks Garmi is Medina, Minat Torah. He says, the Gemara calls it Danina Dina the Garmi. The Gemara doesn't say Danina Knossa the Garmi, Kansina Knossa the Garmi. The Gemara says Dina the Garmi. You see, it's Minat Torah. So Ramban holds that Yechayiv even Beshoitik. But Tosis holds you not chayv. Garmi b'shege gipata because it's only a knas min derabbanan. The law concerns show God to meis. So Tosis here, the top Tosis, on daf lamed gimel omed beis, the last few lines in Tosis is bothered with Akasha. The Dayan Shator did it on purpose. No, he was lazy. He didn't go through the Gemara properly. He made a mistake. So it's mamish b'shege. So how can the Gemara say that the Dain should taught Mishalami Beiso, even Loi Nasim and Nasim Biyad. If you all like Rav Meir, Danin and Dini Garmi, the Dain has to pay. But the worst it can be is Garmi B'Shege. So Garmi B'Shege, they hold this potter. According to the Ramban, there's no kasha. Garmi B'Shege is also chayv. But according to Tesis Lushitosma, that's how we pass Kana Choshe Mishpat. Garmi is only with the Rabbanan, and Lo Kotzav Shogot Omezit. So Garmi B'Shege is potter. So why is he chayv over here? So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you have to be careful when you pass in the Shaila, because if you make a mistake, Shigigas Talmud, Oile Zadoy. If you make a mistake in learning, it's considered as if you did it then. Even though you made a mistake for Shigig, Shigigas Talmud, Oile Zadoy. So that's what Tosis answers. Tosis says, Yeshleim and the Mikol Makam, the last three lines in Tosis, Choshev Kamo Mezit, we treat the Dayan Shator. It's Dina de Gami, Gami is only Chai B'mezit. We consider it as if it's B'mezit. Shehoi lo lechachm le daktik b'hoi ra'asa v'leida sh'abala b'ayis yar. We should have realized that if he's going to paskin that this is Tomei, it's really Tohar. He's going to paskin as Tomei, so the Balba is going to take all this food, the truma that's Tomei, and throw it in with garbage. He's going to throw it out with Tomei digger things. So he is responsible for that. So since the Dayan wasn't medaktik, that's what the Rashash relates that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Shigigas Talmud Ola Zodin, the Dayan Shetor is considered as if he was Tor B'mezit, even though it's really B'shege.
Why did the Aaron have to take him? They also take Himli? We hold like the Ramon.
Why don't the Tanoim? Let the Dayan Taina Kimli. But the Dayan knows in his heart that he made a mistake. He knows he made a mistake. The Dayan is honest. The Baldin doesn't have to be on. The Baldin says, I don't know what the din is. If the Baldin would know what the din is, that he's not entitled to the money, he would also surrender. The Balabas doesn't know how to learn. If the Balabas is very kafuf to the Rabbanim, so even if it's Tov Shikalatas, he'll also surrender the money. But he's talking, he's not kafuf to the Dayan. He says, there is a leg to stand up. It's a Sufi Koldu, Tov Shikalatas. There's such a din we have in Sufi Orla B'chutz Lords, Orla in Eretz Yisrael, is Asr, and even Asr min HaTorah, Pasuk HaChumash, and Safik Orla is also Asr. Orla B'chutz Lartz is not as Chomer as Orla in Eretz Yisrael, either it's the Rabbanon, the Gemara has a Machlekes, but the Orla B'chutz Lartz is the Rabbanon. Gemara in Kiddush, in the end of the first parak, says that the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The only karka that counts is Eretz Yisrael. The rest of the world, the Rabbanon Shalom couldn't care less. He doesn't care about mitzvah, please, but the agricultural mitzvahs only count in Eretz Yisrael. But there are a few exceptions to the rule. So one of them is Chadosh, and one of them is Kloy HaKerem, and one is Arlo. Chala, there are a couple of exceptions. Kloy Ilonis, is it in the Raisa, Akovis Ilonis. So one of the exceptions to the rule is Orla Bechutzlorts. So Gemara says, it's a Machlokes Hamarayim, whether Orla Bechutzlorts is the Rabbanan, Orla Bechutzlorts Halach L'Moshe Misina. So Gemara says, if it's Halach L'Moshe Misina, then it's a Din Deraisa, so it should really be Sofer Grolo Shevilu Chumra. Halach L'Moshe Misina is a Din Deraisa. Gemara says, Kach Nemer Halacha. That's part of the package deal of the Halach L'Moshe Misina, that Sofer Grolo Bechutzlorts is Mutta. So the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Lamed Vav, based on that din, Sofer Garlo B'chutzlaretz Muta, Sofer Garlo B'chutzlaretz mean, I have a tree or a bush, I don't remember when it was planted. I don't remember, is it 5 years or is it 2 years? He didn't keep a record and he asked the guy who planted it, nobody remembers. Is it still within the Orla years or is it after the Orla years? So that's a din, a Sofer Gemetzias, Sofer Garlo B'chutzlaretz Muta. What if it's a Sveka the Dina? What if it's a Machloikas? Gemara says that's also called Sofer Garla B'chutzlaretz. What if it's a machloikis? The majority of the poskim hold that it is Orla. And that there's a minority opinion that holds that it's not Orla. So the Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael you follow the majority opinion. Acharav Mahatis, you follow the right. In Chutzlaretz, Gemara has a klal called Amekel Ba'aretz, Halacha Kamosa B'chutzlaretz. If there's such a shittas ayachid in Eretz Yisrael that it's not Orla, so that's called the but we don't paskin like that shita. We paskin like the rabbim. But at least it's called the Sofer Koldehu. So Sofer Koldehu is sufficient to be Mekel in Hilchas Orlo. The same in Hilchas Avelos. When one is observing Avelos, so the din is, even Taisa says, even if you hold Avelos Yamrishan is deraisa, still there's a din deraisa that Sofer Avelos is Lahokel. So Sofer Avelos is a Sofer Gemetzius. I'm not sure if that person is my brother or not. My brother remarried. There with Midrabbanan. If it's a half brother from the mother, Midrabbanan, you have to observe Avelus. A case where it's a suffix if the person is my, okay. Let's say my mother remarried soon after the first husband, and the first husband had a child from a different wife. So let's say I was born soon after my mother remarried. And it's unclear whether I am the son of the first husband, son of the second husband. A woman is not supposed to remarry until 92 days after the husband dies or after the husband divorces her, in order that you know for sure who the husband is, but whether the father or the child, who's the father or child? The father or child, the first husband and the second husband. But the Mishnah has a lot of din, and what happens if the woman did remarry within the 92 days, and you have a child, you don't know whether this is a child of the first husband or the second husband. So then the first husband goes and remarries, has a child from a different wife. So the question is, am I a half-brother with that child? Do we share the same father in common? Well, no. My father is the second husband. I have nothing to do with the other guy. So that's a Sofer Avelus. You don't know what the facts are. You don't know, is that person who died, is he my half-brother, or is he not even my half-brother at all? So the din is Sofer Avelus Lekula. I don't have to observe Avelus. What if it's a Seika de Dina? What if it's a Machloikas in Din? Gemara says also, Sofer Gavelis Lekula, even if you hold Gavelis Yom Rishon Deraisa, is still any Sofer could go Lekula. What if it's a Machloikis, and Rov Hashitas hold that one does observe Gavelis, and there's a minority opinion that you don't have to observe Gavelis? So the Gemara says this is similar to Orla. Just like by Orla, Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, Halacha K'mosa B'chutz La'aretz, if there's a minority opinion, that's a Sofer Koldehu, and that Sofer Koldehu is sufficient to be Mekel and Orla B'chutz La'aretz. The Gemara said the same is true by Avelus. That Halachik Tera Mekel B'Avel, if there's a minority opinion that holds like that, even though we clearly don't pass them like that, the Psak should have really been Luchumir based on the Roiv, but it's considered a Sofer Koldehu. That's the Loshen of the Ran on the Riv in the end of the first parak in Kedushin. He explains this din of Orla B'chutz La'aretz. Why Sofer Orla B'chutz La'aretz? Lahokel, even if there's a rabbim machmirim and a miut mekel, and Eretz all we would pass on like the rabbim, but kolam mekel ba'aretz, halacha kamasa b'chutz la'aretz. If in Eretz so there's a minority opinion, lahokel, that it's muta, there's not din of orla, so b'chutz la'aretz, that's considered a sofer koldehu, is enough. So the same over here by the muchzok. If you have a toya b'dvar mishnah, that's not considered a Sofer Koldehu. Let's say there's a machlokes amaroim and there's a psak halacha. That's it. That's not called a Sofer Koldehu. But if it's trei tanoi trei amaroi machlokes, there's no clear cut psak. But sugi and the alma, the meaning of the moira hara, the meaning of the poskim is like one shita. and he made a mistake and he passed in the other way. So that's considered a Sofik Koldo. Since it was never Itma Hilchas Alahedya, that's considered a Sofik Koldo. So the first Baldin, the Baldin who won the first time around, when the Bezin gave the first mistaken psak, that was a Toybe Shikol Adas, the Baldin can say, I'm Muchzak on the money, so I don't have to surrender the money. It's a Sofik Koldo. In Holchem Mamet, Achra HaRoiv, Roiv is not enough to be Moitzi Mamet. So Sofik Koldo have a right to hold on to the money. But the Bezin knows in their heart that they made a mistake. So the Bezin wants to pay, they don't want to hold on to the money. If the Baldin would be kafuf to the Dayanim, he would say, also, you tell me, you know in your heart that I'm a ganav, so I'm going to give the money back to the other guy. Talking about Baldin does want to give back the money. So Nachamol. So we're talking about a case. When did the Dayanim have to be Mishalim Beisa? That Loshon. Mishalim Beisa is the Loshon of the Mishnah M'choyres on Daf Chav Ches. That's quoted on the top, on the second, third line from the top on Lama Gimel Mal Aleph, and says on the side that it's a Mishnah M'choyres on Daf Chav Ches. So the Mishnah says that the Bezin made a mistake. So if they made a mistake, to Toibidva Mishnah, so the Choyzer, so they reversed the Psak. So the Baldin would give the money back. So there's no Hepsa Mamet. So the Bezin doesn't have to pay anything. That if they made a mistake, Bishikol Adas, then the Baldin who won the first time will hold on to his money. The Bezin cannot force him to surrender the money. He says, Kimli, I hold like the first Psak. But they know in their heart that they made a mistake, so they have to pay Mishalim and Beis and Medina de Garmi. So now the Gemara is going to discuss. You need three Dayanim to give the Psak. It was a. You don't really need three. Let's say the two parties, Reuven and Shimon, agreed that they should have a Dayan Yechidi. He should paskin. He made a mistake in the Psak. So sometimes you have one Dayan. But if they normal case at Bezin is three, it's unusual at Bezin is one. So you have a normal case that Bezin is going to be three Dayanim. So all the three Dayanim bear the responsibility together. They paskin that Reuben has to pay, and it's a mistake, so they have to, the hefset is the full $1,000, each one pays one-third. And now the Gemara is going to have a discussion. What if it was a split vote, and two said chayiv and one said pater, and the one who said pater is outvoted, acharav lahatais. So the two who said chayiv, achayiv, medina de garmi, even though it was b'shegeg, so Tosis said, shigigas talmud olazad, the one who said pater, that's honest. That's more than shogeg. What do you want him to do? He was medaktik, and he said they corrected. He was outvoted by the other two. What do you want him to do? To kill the other two? He says, you're wrong, and they don't listen to him. So that's mamish honest. So even though Tosis says, yechayv dina de garmi, b'mezid, b'shogeg and atchay, b'shogeg as talmud oil azadin, but ba'onus, what do you want him to do? So the third guy, the one who said pater, You don't make him pay. The shot is the two who said chayiv by mistake, and now we hold them responsible. So did they pay 50-50, or did they pay 33-33? And one-third, the fellow loses. So that's what the Gemara first thought, initially, that the two would be held responsible to pay the full amount. Then the Gemara says, no. The psak was given by the Bezin of three. Psak is not given by two out of three. Psak is given by the whole Bezin of three. One guy said faker. That's the din of bittel bereif. Bittel bereif means, let's say, a little bit of chazer shmaltz falls into a pot of soup and you have shishim against it. So you're eating the soup, so it's mutter. Yes, the rabbi says you have shishim, it's mutter. You know that every spoonful of soup that you're going to taste is going to have a mashahu, a little mashahu of an iser. Mashahu of an iser is chatzi shir osam and atorah. So Machrenim by Chatzis Shir Osam HaTorah is only a minimum, a half a kazayis or more. So that's absolutely not accepted. Chatzis Shir Osam HaTorah is not only Chatzis Shir. Less than a Chatzis Shir is also Osam HaTorah. Mashu is also Osam HaTorah. So if I know the Chazer Shmaltz fell in to the pot of kosher soup, and it's both the Bishishim, so the rabbi Paskin's Mutter, but I know quite well every spoonful of soup I'm going to taste is going to have Shir, not going to have a Chatzis Zayis, but it'll have a mashahu of iser in it. So that should be an iser there. I say, are you allowed to eat the soup? What do you mean, bitl verse? So the answer is, that's the halacha bitl. Iser nepach lios heta. That's the loshon harosh. Iser nepach lios heta. So the same over here. How do you know such a din? How do you know bitl beroiv? Where did you get the din of bitl beroiv? Because the pasuk says, acharav lahat is by the dayan. The pasuk by dayanim is a din of bitl beroiv. That iser nepach lios heta. By bitl beroiv, you see that Ruba Kukuloi. that the psak is given, the two out of three dayanim is considered ruba kukuloi. How do you know when you drink arbekoses on Pesach night that if you drink roif hakoses it's good? That's a din derabon. Let's take a din derais. How do you know when you shech the behema? You have to shech the kana neveshet. So the Mishnah says roif kana and the roif veshet is enough. Oh, you shech the roif, you have to shech either the kana or the veshet. One simon is enough. So if you shech ruba shalachot kamo, if you shech roif is sufficient. How do you know ruba kukuloi? So it's based on this pasuk. Where does the pasuk say ruba kukuloi? Pasuk says that if there's a split vote 2-1, we assume the probability, the likelihood is that the two are right and the one is wrong. That's it. It shows that Rav is Mevara, what the din is. Rav is Mevara, what the din is like. So from the Pasuk you say, probabilities. You see from the Pasuk there's an institution of probabilities. In mathematics, there's a whole study of probability. So 2-1, the probability is 2-1. So it's Mevara the din. How do you see Ruba Kukula? The answer is, but the psak has to be given by the bezin. So you see the ruba kukula, only two of the three members, the bezin is a unit. Let's say there's a Maritz Chayis in Nazir, wrote a chiddush, and the printer who was setting the type thought that the Maritz Chayis made a mistake. So today you don't do such a thing. But then the guy printed, and he puts in brackets, I think he's dead wrong. He puts it in a gemara, it's printed like that. But like Karab Zelzeh, no tzushta between one and the other, is absolutely wrong. But like Karab Zelzeh. So the Maritz Chayis writes, if Tirozah drinks a revius of wine, he gets malchus. So he says, what if he has a cup with a revius of wine and he drinks roiv of the cup? So Ruba Kukula, he'll also get malchus. So the typesetter writes, I think he's dead wrong. You don't say Ruba Kukula on a shear. If you need a kazayas, you'd say you have to eat a kazayas of matzah. So why do you have to waste your time to eat a kazayas of matzah? You don't have to drink the whole cup of wine by Arba Kaisas, Ruba Kukuloi. So why do you have to, if you have a matzah, they tell you how much is a kazayas, so why do you have to eat a kazayas? Eat a roif of a kazayas and say Ruba Kukula. The answer is Ruba Kukula only applies when you have a unit. When you need a kais, when you need a simon, you have to shech the kone, you have to shech the veshet, you need a mechitza. So you say roif of the mechitza, Ruba, Oymed, Ruba ala paritz, on each wall, on each... Rishus Ayach needs at least three walls. Each wall you say Ruba Kukula. Or Roif Tzibur is Tome, so you can bring Korban Pesach Betuma. You're talking about a unit. If you're talking about a shear, let's say a mikveh needs mem saws, you're going to say, well, if I have 21 saws, I have a roif of the mem saw. You can't say Ruba Kukula if you only have 21. You have to have the mem saw. Whenever there's a shear, you need the whole shear. Whenever there's a unit, then you can say Ruba Kukula. So here by Bezdin, it's considered the three members constitute a Chaloshem Bezdin. We have less than three, it's not a Bezdin. So the three constitute a Bezdin. If two say Chayiv and the third guy says Pater, I say Ruba Kukul, it's considered as if the Bezdin gave the Psak. Yeah, but how do you learn that Bittel Beroif? How do you learn that Bittel? We assume you learn that all the three dinim. The Pasuk says a Mishpat Macharam Lahata, so if you have a split vote in dinim Am, it's 2-1, so the two win. So you say, you learn that from the Pasuk Acharav Lahatas, the principle of probability. The odds are 2-1 that the din is like that, so that's the psak. Then we say Ruba Kukula. The psak is considered, since Bezin is a unit, not three different people. You have a Sanhedrin is 23, but then it constitutes, so you create a Sanhedrin. You have a Din Torah, you have three, so it's considered a Bezin, Chal Hashem Bezin. It's a unit of a Bezin. So you say Ruba Kukula is considered as if the psak was given by the whole Bezin. But apparently that's not enough. That's not enough. You need also that all the three members of the Bezin have to say the same thing. All three have to say Chayiv. So over here, two said Chayiv, one say Pata. So you say Bittel Beroiv. You say Bittel Beroiv. It's considered as if the third one also, that's what you say. Just like in the Issa, the Rosh says, Issa Nepach Lias Heter, when you say Bittel Beroiv. So you learn that Bittel Beroiv also from the same Pasuk of Acharav Lahatas is considered because of Bittel Beroiv. It's considered as if the Dain has said Pater, also said Chayiv. But he didn't say Chayiv. He said Pater. So Lamaisa, if it turns out that it's the wrong Psak, it's a Chiddush that the two have to pay Medina de Gamli. It should have really been Gamli B'Shegig, there should have been Pater. So that's what Tosfos wrote on Lamed, Gimel Lamed Beis, on the top Tosfos. B'Shegig has Talmud all his own, even though they're B'Shegig. But the third guy said Pater, it's Mamish Bo'inus. So you can't make him pay. But still, it's considered Al Pidin. Based on the principle of Bittel Beroiv, is considered as if he also said Chayiv. It's a chiddush that you learn out all the three dinim of Roiv. The Roiv, the probability, is a birur. You follow the probability, then you say Ruba Kukulai, the psak was given by the whole Bezdin. Since two out of the members of the Bezdin said Chayv, so it's considered as if Ruba Kukulai, as if the Bezdin gave the psak. And then you have to say also, that's questionable, well, why doesn't that solve the problem? What do you need more? So you say more over here. It's considered as if the third one, Isa Nepach Lias Het, as if the third one also said the same. As if the third one also said Chayv. So you see Bittel Berayv also. That's problematic. That's problematic over here. So the Gemara has this discussion. If it turns out that there was a split psak, and it was an error, and it was a Torah b'shikol hadas, so they can't reverse the psak. Torah b'dvar mishnah, they'll reverse the psak. Torah b'shikol hadas, they can't reverse the psak. So the two have to pay. The third one, the Gemara said, that doesn't make sense. He can't make him pay. It's garmi ba'inus. It's bail enough garmi b'shoigig. We say shigig as talmud olazad. Garmi ba'inus for sure is not chayv. So the shaila is the two who do have to pay. Do they pay 50-50? Do they pay 33-33? And the balabas, the baldin, is going to, the baldin who lost, will lose one third of the amount of money. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion they only pay 33-33, and one third the baldin loses. Why? Because the based on the din of bittel b'rayiv, we consider as if the psak was given by all three.
A unit.
The unit, all three make one unit. The bezin gave a psak, so each one is one third of that bezin. The third guy is garmi ba'inus, so for sure he's not chai. But he can't say, well, hold the other two responsible, let him each pay 50%. He didn't do 50% of the hezek. Al pidin, it's only considered as if each one did one third of the hezek. It's considered as if the third guy said chayiv. He didn't say chayiv. It's not enough to say ruba kukuloi. Not enough to say ruba kukuloi. The roiv of the bezin said chayiv, so the bezin said chayiv. Not enough. You have to say bitul beroiv. Considered as if all three said chayiv. But the guy who's considered as if, he's mamish be'oinus, he can't make him pay. But the other two are only responsible for one third of the hezek. It's not enough to say ruba kukuloi. You have to say bitul beroiv. So that's why I say each one of them is responsible al pidin for one third of the hezek. But the one guy is buying it, so he doesn't pay. The other two only did each one third of the hezek. They didn't do one half of the hezek. They only did one third. Because al pidin is considered as if all three dayanim said chayiv. Bittel b'roiv.
Can you say there's a big difference between the unit of shechita and the unit of a basin? A basin has a shear to it. A basin needs three people. But in Shechita, it's whatever the neck is. Who cares how big, how small? It's a neck's a neck, and a kos is a kos, right?
A kos has to have a minimum of a revius. But if it doesn't have a revius, it's not called a kos. Once it has a revius, then it's called a kos.
Right.
But then you don't say that you have to drink a revius. You have to drink a kos. Arbikos, you drink arbikos. Less than a revius, not called a kos. But since a kos is a unit, so you say ruba kukulam. So here it's also the same. You're right. There's a minimum number of 23 or 3 by mamas, by nefashas. Once you have a 23, it's called the Sanhedrin. Once it's 3, it's called the Bezin. And that's called the unit.
So I'll say the same thing for mikveh then. Mikveh has a shear, just like Basin has a minimum shear. And then once it's that amount of 40 saw, it's transformed into a mikveh. Right? Same with the Basin. Once it has...
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. The Pasuk says later in Parshas Metzora, and today's Sedra has a little bit about mikveh. It says if a person is tummy, he should either be tovel in a mikveh or a mayon. Ach mayon, a bor v'yim ke mikveh, mayon yi a tohor. That's in Parshas Shmini. But then later in Parshas Metzora, when it has all more details about the Zav and the Balkari and all the Tmeim, so there it says, V'rochat says, kol b'sara b'mayon. So the Gemara says, S is a ribui. Machloekes Satanai, where they darshan S. The Gemara says there was a Tana, they're not sure who, either Shimon Hamsani or Nechemia Hamsani, somebody. Some Tana held you have to darshan every time it says Bereshis Baralakim, S Hashemayim, S Oretz. Every time it says the word S, it comes to be marked with something. And then he backed out. After years of giving these Shiurim, he backed out and he decided it can't be. The word S is not marked by anything because you have a Pasuk, S Hashem Elkecha Tira. You have to have fear of God. And S is Marbehu. He doesn't have any partners. He has no members of the board. There's only one God. He has no shutfim. So what are you going to be Marbe S? It's a pirish. He backed out from all the drushes and he said it's not true. The Talmid, we do with all the notes. They said, throw it out in the garbage, put it in the Shemus. It's not correct. Kishem shekibalti schar ala drisha, kachani abakabel schar ala prisha. All these years I was saying shiurim because I thought I was giving Torah semes. So if a person is trying to learn, even if he made a mistake, he gets reward for trying, for the attempt. He gets an A for effort. He gets schar for trying to learn, even if it's not correct. But now, kachani akabel schar ala prisha. Now I'm going to stop giving all of these shiurim. Now I know that it's not Torah semes. So now I'll get reward for not saying false Torah. It's not correct. So he backed out. That the original Tana Shimon Hamsayin and Nechemiah Hamsayin, he backed out no more drushes from the word is. Al Shabar Rabbi Kiva V'limit, till Rabbi Kiva said that Mora Rabbach and Mora Shemaim, that S is the Rabbis Talmid HaChachamim, means Rabbi Muvok. Stama Talmid HaChachamim, a Rebbe. So there's a din of Kovet Talmid HaChachamim. V'hadarta Pnei Zokim. Hadarta is Kovet. Heder is Kovet. But if it's Rabbi Muvok, Sherev Chachmas Emenu, then it's a din Es Hashem Lakecha Tira, that just like you have to have Yerushamayim, you have to have Mora Rabbach Kemora Shamayim. That's why that expression in Pirkei Avos Kemora Shamayim, because it learned that from that pasuk Es Hashem Lakecha Tira, from the word Es. So the word Es, we assume, like Rabbi Akiva, we do assume the word Es is always Marbe something. And Kol is also either Marbe something or it teaches the word Kol. It's also a Ribo of some sort. So the pasuk says, Virachatz is called, the Gemara says, S is marbe something. What is S marbe? The hair. Because Virachatz says, Bisara b'mayim would mean the person should be tovel and mikvah, the basar on the body. But the hair, if the man or the woman has long hair, the hair can float on top of the water. Now it says, Virachatz S. So S is l'rabbis hatofel basar, namely the seir. So the seir also needs tefillin and mikveh, and there's an issue of chatzitz on the hair, if there are knots in the hair, so it's chatzitz. If there's paint on the hair, it'll be an issue of chatzitz. Then the Gemara says, V'rochatz es kol b'sar. What is kol marba? Kol is usually a riboy for something. Ach and rak is a miut, and es is a riboy, and kol is a riboy. So what is kol marba over here? Gemara says, no, kol means, you have to be tovel the whole body at one time. So it depends how big the person is. If the person is oyd melech haboshen, and it has a big belly, so he needs a very gigantic mikveh. A little baby does need so much water. So the Gemara says, Shira Chachamim, the Chachamim established the average size person, not a baby, not a Malach HaBoshan, a normal person, you need Aboim. So, and lest one think that Shira Chachamim means it's only Midi Rabbanan, so the Rishonim point out, based on the Mishnah Mikvos, that it's Allah Al Moshe Messina. That's the din you need Memso. So that's a Shaila. The Gemara says in Nazir that Minatoira, if you have a needle that's you can be toivel, a needle is makabotum, you can be toivel a needle in a Minatoira, you can be toivel a needle in a mikveh that only has a revius of water. Revius is the volume of an egg and a half, a beitza machza. And with the Rabbana, the Gemara says, the Gemara gives a list, a brisa, how many dinim depend on revius? Kiddush, you need a revius, Bechas Hamazon, Arbekosis, you need a revius, different dinim. A Nazir drinks a revius, yeah, and he gets malchus. Machlegs, whether revius or kazayis one. So the brisa lists off how many dinim need a revius. So the Gemara, how come they didn't mention the din that a mikveh for tefilas kelim is a revius? So the Gemara says bitluhu le reviyasa. The rabbana they're mevatel that din because you need memso. But on the level of the raisa, there are two different mikvahs. There's a mikvah of revius for tefilas kelim is enough, and there's a mikvah of memso for adam is what you need. So the shaila is like this: let's say you have mayim shuuvim. The Maim Shuvim is not acceptable. Some hold that Maim Shuvim, the whole mikveh is Maim Shuvim, is Apsul Deraisa. Kula Shov is Apsul Deraisa. Gimaluga Maim Shuvim, that's only the Rabbanan, the Gemara says. That's why there are a lot of Kulas in Maim Shuvim. Sofik Shuvim is Lahakel, Gimalugim, because Gimalugim is clearly only with the Rabbanan. But Kula Shov is a Machlaik, is a Machaber and the Ramah. The Ramah is Machma, the Kula Shov is a Dinderat. Machlaik is Devi and the Rabbinita, and Taisis, and Babi Basra, and Babi Kam, and different Mesichlis. Where the Kula Shov is Deraisa, the Rabbanan. So let's say you have a mikveh that's maim shuvim. We're always machmer that when you turn the faucet, we're choshish, maybe the pipes that lead from the reservoir to my bathtub, to my sink, maybe the pipes were constructed in such a way that it has a base kibbles, and maybe the water that comes through the faucet is all maim shuvim. So if you have fill up a mikveh with water from the faucet, we're always choshish that maybe that's all maim shuvim. So you have to make a hashokim. So you have another mikveh that's full of rainwater that you didn't fill up the other mikveh from the tap by turning on the faucet. It rained on the roof, and then you have shoots you have plastic pipes or whatever that bring the water, no base kibble, it all brings the water from roof into one bore, and that water stays there, nobody's toivel on that water, so that water is clean. So you fill up a mikveh mem sof from the rainwater on the rooftop, then every night the people use the mikveh, so you fill up a mikveh from tap water, and then you, but with choshish, maybe the water from the tap is baim shum, so you make a hashoke, you open up, you take out the plug, and you make a hashoke, you connect this mikveh to the other mikveh. So they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim, and it's really a machlokes. So Rishon, they quote the name Rab Chaim, a sofik that goes as follows. What if you had Megishamim, a revius of Megishamim? And then you have Mem Suah for Tfilos Sodom from the tap. Then you make a Hashoka from the revius to the Mem Suah. He say Alpidin, there are two kinds of a mikveh. There's a mikveh of a revius that's good for tefilas kelim, tmeim, and there's a mikveh for memso that's good for Adam, but the mikveh for revius is not good for Adam. The shear for mikveh is revius. The shear for Adam is memso, but the question is, are there two different mikvahs? One is a mikveh that needs a minimum of a revius, and one is a mikveh that needs a minimum of memso. For tefilas Adam, it's not called a mikveh unless it has memso. So the nafkamina will be, or do you say no? Basically, a mikveh is a revius. But you have to have the mikveh, maim shekol gufa lahem bevasachas, the person has to submerge the whole body at one time. So the chachamim declared, it's a din deraisa, halacha moshe mesin, chacham declared, if the mikveh doesn't have memso, even if you tovel a little baby in the mikveh, if you don't have memso, it's considered as if you did a limited time. It's only called, it's a din in the maisa hatfilah. That's the question. The din of memso, is that a din in the mikveh? Just like revius is a din in the mikveh. Less than revius is not called a mikveh at all. If you have a revius, you say it's only a mikveh for tefilas kelim, and if you have memso, then it's a mikveh for tefilas adam. Or you say, no, a revius is a mikveh, period. But for the maisa tefilah, tefilas adam, you need, he should be tevel kol gufa b'vasachas. So if he's tevel in a mikveh of 30 saw, I consider it as if he didn't do the tefilah properly, as if he did one limited time. It's a chisorn in the maisa tefillah. The main afkamina, whether less than memso doesn't have a shem mikveh at all, or it does have a shem mikveh, but it's a chisorn in the maisa tefillah. So Rav Chaim gave this nafkamina. We should him talk about this explicitly in the Torah Sabbais by the Rashbo. So they discussed this case. What if you had a mikveh of revius, and you have maim shuvim memso, and you make a hashoka? So the memso is only good for the purpose of tefillas kelim tmeim, because the revius of the mikveh of revius is only a mikveh for kelim. It's not an acceptable mikveh for tefilas adam. What do you say? No, revius, there's only one shear for a mikveh. The shear revius is the mikveh. The memso is the shear in the maisa hatfilah. It's not a shear in the chefs of the mikveh. So that's a beferish and machlokes. There is machlokes in mayon, where the mayon needs memso. There's a machlokes in Rishon, the Rashbon, the Torah Sabbais quotes it, where the mayon needs memso. Mikveh is megishamim, rainwater or melted snow that comes from the sky, so that has to be mikveh. The word mikveh means kovu v'kaimi, stagnant, standing still. If the water is flowing, let's say the water is raining, the rain is rolling down the side of the mountain, or the snow-capped mountains, the snow stops to melt in the springtime, and then while it's melting, so it's rolling down the side of the mountain, that's called harless. Har is a mountain. So hardalis is when the water is rolling down the side of the mountain. So that's no good. That's katafris. Not like for katafris, it's no good for tefillah, because you can't be tevel b'zochlin. You can only be tevel b'eshbarin. Eshbarin means miloshin shever, a crack in the ground. You have to have a crack in the ground. The water has to be mikveh, means kovah b'kaimel, stagnant. So that's the din of mikveh. It has to be megishomim, a mei hapshvara shlogim, the snow that melts, has to be a mikveh, has to be stagnant. If the water, however, comes from a different source from under the ground, the water shoots out from a fountain, so that's called a mayon. So a mayon is dafke, it only has the status of a mayon if it's zechlan. If it's a shberman, it's not considered a mayon. So they're opposites from each other. What do you mean? The Tanoi didn't know there's a water cycle. All the water comes from the sky. Every drop of water already has been recycled many times since the days of Adam and Eve. Every drop of water in the world is already Maim Shuvim. every drop of water at some time or another was held in a pot and somebody cooked it somewhere. China, Japan, Australia, America, it's not, everything was Mayim Shum. The answer is once it evaporates, goes back to the sky and it comes back down again, you start the slate all over again. So everybody knows, the Tanoim say in the first parak in Maseches Tainis, the Tanoim knew that there's a water cycle. All the water keeps on recycling, goes back, comes down, comes back. So if it rains, it snows, then you need cover the kaimu. And if it's zerklin, if it's rolling down the side of the mountain, that's called hardalis, that's not acceptable. Natsiv katapris is no good. But if the rain or the snow went into the ocean, then it went under the ground for a while. That's the question, how long of a while does it have to go? How many miles does it have to go under the ground? And then it shoots up from under the ground. We know that it came from the rain. The Tanaim knew all the water comes from the rain and from the snow. But if it goes for some significant amount of time under the ground, and then it shoots up as a fountain, so then it has a din of a mayan, so then it's metar bezechlin. So that's a big machlokes. The Rishonim, does a maya need memsa for tefillah sodom? The Rashban of Torah Sabbais quotes that also. Does a maya need memsa for tefillah sodom? The some Rishonim say, how can you require memsa? The din is that a maya, the water is flowing. And a maya is metar bezechlin. And zechlin, it's not zik v'katar v'zein echibur. So as much water as you have, it's not mitztarf yachad, it's not considered one unit. It's not considered as if you have memsor. So how can you require memsor? If the water is stagnant, so that's eshborin, it's a crack in the ground, so then the water is mechubar yachad. If the water is flowing, it's not mitztarf yachad, so you don't have memsor anyway. So how can you say you need memsor? Not to be katav as enechib, but you don't have memsor. So some Rishonim hold you don't need memsor. And the Rashbo disagrees, he gives a gematria. There must be something wrong there. The Rashba gives a gematria in the Torah's advice. He quotes a pasuk in Navi, Me ha-shiloah ha-holchim la'at. The shiloach is a mayon on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. The shiloach. And it says, ha-holchim la'at, lamed aleph tes. Lamed aleph tes, big gematria is 40. So there you have it. It's a beferish gematria. That a mayon needs memsol. Maybe that was added on by somebody. I don't know. We should look in the new editions of the Torah Sabbais, the Rashba said it didn't based on a gematria. Sounds a little strange. Anyway, it's a machlokes. If you hold that the memsor is a shir in kol gufa, ila behem abasach, a shir in the maisa tefila, not a shir in the chefts of the mikveh, so then it's not a problem. A mayan needs it also. When a person is tovel in a mikveh or a mayan, you need kol gufa, ila abasach. It's a shir in the cheft, it's not a shir in the chefts of the mikveh. It's a shir in the maisa hatfilo. It should be called gufa ala bevasachas. If you hold though that the memso is a shir in the mikveh, the two kinds of mikveh, there's a mikveh of revias that's only good for tfilas kelim tmeim, then there's a mikveh of memso that's good for odom tmeim, so then the two different mikvahs. So then the pashto says it doesn't make sense to say that a maya needs memso. Even if you're going to have memso, but then it's not mitzarev because it's rolling. And that's the din, not zikva katafra, saying a chibur. If you have, let's say you have a river where the water is flowing. A river is a bad example. Let's say you have water rolling on the table. The river is mechubar lekarka, it's not mekabel tumah. If Adam Tommy puts his hand, he puts his foot into the ocean, into the river, it's not metamika, it's mechubar lekarka. Let's say someone's pouring water on a table and it's rolling down. The table is on a tilt and the water is rolling down. So Adam Tommy touches part of the water. So it's only metami that part that he touched, not metami the rest. If you have an Italian bread, then Adam Tommy touches one end, or you have a watermelon, the Adam Tommy touches one end. So magi b'miktosik and magi b'kula, it's one unit. If you have cornflakes or Cheerios and he touches one, so the others are a separate unit. Each one is a separate unit. It's only metami the one that he touches. He's not metami all the others. If you bake the cake or you bake the bread, so it's one big unit. So then you say, see, if you have a cup of water, the Adam Tami touches part, the water is sitting still. So that's one unit. So, but if you have water that's flowing on the table, the water is rolling, that's the halacha that the notzik v'katafris, when the water is rolling, ain't a chibur. It's not considered one unit. So the pashto says, when you have a mayon where the water is flowing, only has a din of a mayon if it's zochel, and dafke has to be zochel. If it's a shburin, so it's a mikveh, so it's not called a mayon. A mayon is only when it's rolling, when it's a fountain, when it's flowing. So if you have a mayon, so you can't say the mayon has memsor. The water is not mitzdarf yachad, so you can't say the chefza has memsor. So that's really a question. The memsor, the issue that you raised, do you say that less than memsor is not called a mikveh, and once you have memsor, then you have the unit? But he's saying, no, less than memsos, also a mikveh. A revius is the shir. If you have a revius, it's a mikveh. But you need memsos, a shir in the maisa tefillah sa'odom. That's a big question, big machlokes in the Rishonim, what the memsos is. Yeah, but even if you hold, let's say by arba kosis, or by kiddush, let's say, it's only called a kos if you have a revius. Then once you have a kos, then if you drink a roiv, it's also good. What if you only filled up a roiv revius? The kos is machzik exactly a revius, but he only filled up 60% of the kos. So you can't say ruba kukulai of arba kosis. If you have a kos that has a revius of wine, then you have a kos, then you drink a roiv of it, and then you can say ruba kukulai. But if you only poured in the first place 60% of a revius, then you don't have a kos yet. It's not sufficient that the cup theoretically could be machzik a revius. You have to have a revius of wine in the kos. Then you say ruba kukul. If you drink the roiv, it'll be good b'diavad. L'chatchila, the Gemara says you shouldn't rely on ruba kukula. And b'diavad, we do rely on ruba kukula. L'chatchila, you should drink kol hakos.
Did you have a hashaka between a mayan and a mikveh?
Yeah, you can have a hashaka. Mishnayos, these are all acceptable, yeah.
Okay.
That is okay, yeah.
What if you have like rivers? Sometimes you have rivers that are made up of like melted snow coming down the mountain. That's mamish like a river. That's not good.
That's a problem. I mean, some seasons of the year, the river won't exist. So the river's only there in the springtime when the snow is melting. So that's a zeichlin. But if the river is there all year long, summer and winter, the river is there all year long. So you see that the rave of the water in the river doesn't really come from the melting snow or from the rain. Rove of the water comes from the ocean. Rove of the water in the ocean comes from underground sources. See, that's a shaila. How far does the water? There's a water cycle. All the water comes from the sky. The Gemara said the Tanoi knew that all the water comes from the sky. But so the water comes from the sky is zeichlin. It can't be mitarb zeichlin unless it goes under the ground for a while. How long does it have to go under the ground before it shoots up? So that's a discussion. The Mishkan is Yankov has a tshuva about that. He discussed it. That's a serious shaila. Aloha
lemaisa. Then you have like these very big mountains. And all year long it's coming from melting snow.
So then it's no good. If it's all the water comes from, if raiv of the water, depends on raiv. The Gemara says, raiv of the water is from melting snow, then it's not mitarev bezachlan. It's a din of mikveh, and it's only mitarev bezbar. But if the raiv of the water is from under the ground sources, then the miut is from the snow, then it is good bezachlan.
If it goes through the ground, like from top to bottom.
I think it's also, I don't think that's called a mayan. I don't think that's called a mayan.
For Natilas Yadayim, if you wanted to do, be known to let Yadayim in a mikvah, would do your hands have a din of a kli, so pachos me arbayim sa would be kosher, or is it like Tfilas Aguf?
If I'm not mistaken, I think that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. You need kerch gavra. So if you have a revius, you pour on your hand. What if instead of pouring on your hand, you stick your hands into a cup that just has a revius? I think that's a machlokes. If you stick your hands into a mikvah that has memsa, that for sure is good. But even it's a question, this is a takonas chachamim, pouring water or revius. So maybe it's only if you pour the water, that's called koyach gavra. If you stick your hands into the cup, that's clean, but maybe it's not called koyach gavra. Maybe koyach gavra means the water should be poured on my hands, as opposed to me dipping my hands in. So that's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, I think.
How are we learning the dinah of rubel kukulo from those? If it's bittel berov, so then you don't have rubel kukulo, because it's not rov chitzas.
Then you consider it as if you say, once you say bitl b'roiv, consider as if all three said chayiv. I'm not sure. How did that say? Quote in the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, that there are three dinim learned that from the pasuk. Acharam lahatas. One din is that you go basa roiv, tells you the probability. Okay, that we understand. Then he said, but that's not enough, the probability. The likelihood is that the two are right, the one is wrong. But there's no psak from the bezin. So you say ruba kukula. So since the two are the roiv of the three, so it's considered as if the psak was given by all three. But then he said, how do you learn that bitl b'roiv? So he says, because the bezin needs, all three have to say the same. So you say bitl b'roiv. It's unclear. So how do you have ruba kukula and bitl b'roiv? Unclear. They don't explain it. I never heard that from Rav Soloveitchik, though. This is printed b'shem Rav Chaim, Chidush Rav Chaim Yipir Shmu. They write like that. You learn all the three din. But you see from our Gemara like that. Because the Gemara says that you don't just hold the two responsible 50-50. to say the psak was given by all three. So the guy who said potter is mamish ba'inus. What can you do? It's only garmi. It's not other mamazik that maybe mechayv other mamazik ba'inus. It's a garmi. It's a garmi. Garmi, we paskin b'shoigig. We paskin like this. The garmi b'shoigig is potter. But the dain shato, shigigas tamid olazod, we considered like mezid. But the one who said potter, there's mamish ba'inus. He doesn't have to pay. First thing more thought maybe he has to pay also, then they say no. Then Imar comes to the conclusion, the other two don't pay 50-50, because they didn't do the hezek on their own. It's considered you needed all three. The psak had to be given by all three together. But the third guy said, patter. What do you mean all three together? So we consider it as if all three said chayiv. Why? Because you say, bitl beroiv. He's a nepach liyosetah, so the one who said patter is considered as if he said chayiv. So how do you see that ruba kukula? I don't know. So what? So this issue somehow has to do with how you write in the psak. Let's see. Yeah.
Can you understand how the chet the gavra has that not been understood by the hashaka?
The shaila is that for tvilas adivini arboim so for tvilas kelim in a Torah it's sufficient with a revius and mid the rabbanu they were mevatlet you need arboim so for tvilas kelim as well. By a mikveh, by a mayan, Tosa says they never changed it, so they left it on a din deraisa. That if you have a tamidik scissors, a tamidik needle, you can be told that in a mayan you don't need memso. But in a mikveh, you need memso for tefillas kelim also. So they quote in the name of Rab Chaim, and it's really a Torah Sabbais. It's a discussion, an explicit discussion the Rishonim talk about. What's the word that you need memso for tefillas kelim? Is it there two dinim of a mikveh? There's a mikvah of a revius and a mikvah of memsor. This is good for Adam and this is good for Caleb. But the revius is not considered a mikvah for Adam. Only memsor. What do you say? No, basically there's only one mikvah. A mikvah, the chefs of a mikvah needs a revius of water. Memsor is a shir and a mice and tefillah. You need maim shekol gufo elabayim b'basachas. Person should be tabled his whole body at one time. If he dips in one arm and then the next arm, then he dips in the right leg and then the left leg, then he dips in the back, then he dips in his chest. Then he dips in his head a little bit, one side, the other side. So that's not good. You have to be table. Kol aguf b'vasachas. If you have less than memso, the chachamim declared, it's considered as if he was table lachatzoin, as if he was table aver, which is not acceptable. The memso, perhaps, is it a shir in the mikveh that less than memso is not called the mikveh tefillah sodom? If you have memso, then it's called. Then it's the Ragat Shabbat discusses this also. And the collection of letters that they had. In Europe, before the Second World War, the Bochum always used to send kashas to the Ragachov. They used to send the postcards. And he used to respond. There used to be a double postcard. They would pay the postage on his. And he used to always answer on postcards because the guy who sent the shaila sent. So the Chassidish yeshivas and the Litvish yeshivas, everybody sent. Rabbi Gifter used to tell a story that he was learning krisis or something. And he had a kasha, and he asked all the experts and tells the yeshiva, nobody knew the answer. So he said, send the kasha to the Ragachova. So he sent it to the Ragachova. So he wrote back to him, why do you bother me? Lama yatrideini, it's a taisus in the ile, as your kasha. Look in the taisus. Taisus works on your kasha. After asking all the experts and tells the yeshiva, and they all said it's murderous kasha. So the Ragachova said, look, it's enough in the taisus, yes, the kasha. Lama yatrideini, I ain't taisus over there. So the Ragachov in the collection of letters, he has this shaila. He say that less than mem so does not have a shame mikveh at all. So that's called the shir nekuda. When you have the mem so, the mikveh emerges. But he say, no, it's a shir mitztaref. Less than mem so is also a mikveh. If you have a revius, it's a mikveh. But it's a shir mitztaref. Let's say, chatz shir osam in a Torah. If you eat less than a kezayis, it's an isa deraisa. So that's a shir mitztaref. It's called, there's no isa to tickle chazer. No isa to touch chazer, no isa to sit on chazer, it's an isa to eat it. No isa to rub it on your skin, the isa is to eat it. So maybe if you eat less than a kazayis, ein achilip chusim a kazayis, so he didn't eat it. So maybe that's Rish Lakish's reason. Rish Lakish holds chachishir is mutam in a Torah. Ein achilip chusim a kazayis, not called a maisa achila. But we paskin like Rabbi Yechon, and chachishir is also in a Torah. So what did he need a revius for? It's a shir mitztarev. It's not a shir nekuda that up until you reach a kazayis, you have nothing, and then poof, all of a sudden you have a kazayis, the achila emerges, something new. It's a mais achila. No, it's an achila less than a gazayis also. Yesh achila b'chumi gazayis. But it's a shir. It's a shir mitzvah. So that's his shayla by mikveh. So he shows it. So he claims the Ragat Shabbat is a genius. He claims the machlokes satanoi. He shows up the tosefta. It's a machlokes satanim and the tosefta. But in the Rishonim, it's a machlokes. So the shayla was, if you have hashoka, if you have a mikvah megishamim that has a revius, and then you have a mikvah maim shuvim, so you make hashoka, and the mikvah maim shuvim, you made hashoka, all it has is a revius. All you want to use it for is for tefilas kelim on the level of the rice. Fine, say, did a hashoka, so it's good. But what if you have a mikvah on the level of rice, you have a mikvah of a revius, a megishamim, then you have a mikvah maim shuvim, a 40 saw for tefilas sodom. You got to do hashoka on the 40 saw with the mikvah of revius water. So the mikvah of revius water, is it only a heft of a mikvah for the purpose of tefilas kelim? So this mikvah mem saw, you can only use it for tefilas kelim tmeim. Or do you say, no, mikvah of a revius is a mikvah for adam also. The only thing is, he can never do the maisa tefillin, he need called gufa bavasachas. So in Metzius, it's impossible. So you need memsoa for the technical halacha. And even if you're a midget and you can fit into 20 saw to 30 saw, kach nemar halacha, if you're toivel in less than 40 saw, it's a chisoin and a maisa tefila. But it's not a chisoin and a cheftz of the mikveh. So if you hold the mikveh for Adam is also revius, just the memsoa shir and the maisa tefila, then you would be able to do a hashoka from a mikveh of a revius onto a mikveh of maim shuvim, that's memsoa. And the mikveh memso would now be good for tefilas adam, not only be good for tefilas kelim. That's Rab Chaim poses that shayla. And then the others say it's machlokes tanoim and machlokes harishonim. This shayla. The Ragat Shabbos language is memso shir nukuda or shir mitztarif. It already has a shem mikveh from the moment that it had a revir. So no, it doesn't have a shem mikveh vis-a-vis tefilas adam until it has the memso. So that would be relevant for your shayla. It's a good shayla what you ask. Yeah.
Going back to Rubo Kukulo, could it be that Rav Chaim's raya is because Bittul Barov and Rubo Kukulo are essentially the same din, because, and that's seen from the fact that we apply it to a Bezdin, because we only say Bittul Barov when there's a Taroves. By a Bezdin there's no Taroves, but they're one unit. And so we apply Bittul Barov, essentially what we're saying is we allow the Rov to define the unit. So that's the same din as Rubo Kukulo. That's the same thing in the end of the day. And
could be.
The reason for a Tarovis by Bittul Barov is just in order to have a unit.
Could be. That could be the answer. Okay. But still the question, how can you derive from here that this Bittul Barov in Kol HaTorah Kulo, maybe there's only Ruba Kukulo when you have a unit. Maybe there is no din of Bittul Barov.
No, but that we know from, from our Gemara that we consider the Dayan is saying that could be saying Chayim.
How did the Gemara know that? Maybe the first way was more correct. How'd they know? I don't know. That's it. It sounds from our Gemara that we consider all three gave the Psak. The third guy said Pata, no. We consider as if the third guy said Chayiv also. That's not Ruba Kukula. That's Isa Nepach Lias Heta, Bittl. How did they know? The Gemara assumes that that's the Pshat, yeah.
Tfilas Kelim in the Raisa, you would say that's for sure the Shir Nekuda, and therefore half a Revius should work for Kelim in the Raisa? Meaning, the whole question is whether the
Revius for sure is a Shia Nakuda. If you don't have the Revius, you don't have a mikveh at all. Correct. That's for Kalim that are Tomei. If you have a needle, that's Tomei. The Mishnah talks about a guy has a needle and it's Tomei, wants to be Tovel in a mikveh. So in our Torah, the mikveh is enough with the Revius. And with the Rabbana, bitluhu le Revius. You need mem. So if you buy pots and pans from a goy, that you need Rabbim so in our Torah. That's not to remove the tumah. The three different kinds, the three different purposes for being Tovel. If a person is, there are four things that are makambal tum, other v'kelim ochel mamashkim. So other v'kelim have tefillah v'mikveh, most kelim. Kli cheres don't have tefillah v'mikveh, but basically normal kelim that are makambal tum have tefillah v'mikveh. Ochel mamashkim have no tefillah v'mikveh. So the... So there's one din, other v'kelim atome, yitayvel amen ha-mikveh, ach mayin abar mikveh mayim yihi ha-tohar, that removes the tumah. Then there's another din of tefillah b'mikveh to be moisiv kedusha. A non-Jew wants to convert to become Jewish. He's tovel in the mikveh, so he gets kedushas Yisrael. The kohanim were chosen to become kedushas kohanim, so they all had to be tovel in the mikveh, it says. The levim, Shevet Levi, was chosen, so it said they had to be tovel in the mikveh also, beginning in Bamidbar. because there's such a thing as Kedushas Levi. Yerushamech was a Kohen. So he said, no such thing as Kedushas Levi. There's only Shevet Levi. The Levim don't have Kedusha. But the Pashas and the Gemara is that there is. There's a concept Shevet Levi. He's a Kohen, so he does away with the Levim. But there's a Sefer Kedushas Levi. Levi Yitzchak Ben Dichter wrote a Sefer Kedushas Levi. So there is such a thing. We assume there's Kedushas Levi and a Shevet Levi. Nafkemina is, let's say, Tosfos in the end of Chorus points out that a Kohen is not a Levi. Either you're a Kohen or you're a Levi. You don't say every Kohen is a Levi. But the Gemara says the Kohen belonged to Shevet Levi. So let's say you have a Cholol. A Kohen marries a Grusha and he has a child who's a Cholol. So the Cholol doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna, but he does belong to Shevet Levi. Does belong to Shevet Levi. A Kohanim, we say Kohanim don't have Kedushas Levi, but they belong to Shevet Levi. So they're a dinim based on that assumption, that the two, I'll be pash, not like the Yerushamech. There is a concept of Kedushas Levi, there's a separate concept of Shevet Levi. So when the Kedushas, when a ger wants to convert, he wants to get Kedushas Yisrael, so he has to be Tevel in the mikveh. When the Kohanim were chosen, once in the history of the world, so they had to be Tevel in the mikveh to endow them with Kedushas Kuna. When the Kohen puts on Bigdei Kuna, Bizmanshi Bigdei Malem Kuna, Osam Malem has Kedushas Kuna Shabamigdosh, then he has to be Tevel in the mikveh. If he's not Tevel in the mikveh, the Avoida will be possible, because he needs the Tevel in the mikveh to be Moisev the Kedusha for him when he puts on the Bigdei Kuna. So the same is true, that's the Issa V'Heter. By the Rabbeinu Yoni writes, when you buy pots and pans from a non-Jew and you tovel them in the mikveh, it's like converting them. They're goyim, and you have to be megar the kelim. So that's for the purpose of Tosefes Kedusha. Then there's a third unrelated din. If a woman has an isa nida, she goes. A woman who's a nida has tumas nida. She goes to the mikveh that removes tumas nida. But there's another din that's not necessarily totally familiar with the tumas nida. There's an isa nida labaila. There are cases the woman is a nida labaila and she's not an avatuma. In this case, the woman is an avatuma. She's not nida labaila. They're not necessarily totally zevazet. So the three different dinim of tefillin and mikveh: to remove the tumah from other mekalim, to be malik kedusha, to be megayer people, or to give kedusha skuna, or the kohen puts on the big dekuna, or to be tevil kalim, to be malik kedusha. And the third din is to be mater and nida lebaila. It's a totally unrelated din. A tefillin and mikveh gives a heter. Moshe lemad davadayim. If there would have been such a din, there is no such thing. Let's say by treif and salami, you dip it in the mikveh, it becomes kosher. There is no such thing, but that's what it is over here. The woman is a nida, she's asura, and she's tovel in the mikveh, she becomes materis. Unrelated to the fact that the tefillin in the mikveh removes tumas nida. It's not totally zebizet. That's where Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a whole essay on Yevamos, that the tumas nida with the isa nida labaila are not always totally zebizet. A lot of times they go in different directions.
Okay, Yosef, in Siman Kuf Chavchet, I think Sivav or something, quotes the Zohar, that says that even though in the Gemara doesn't say anything about it, the minhag is for the levim. The Ashkenaz minhag is for the levim to wash the kohen's hands, because the Zohar says that the kiddush and the levim, that the kohen who's going to go and do birkat kohanim has to have kedusha, an extra kedusha al yedei someone who's also kadosh. It's explicit in the Zohar that there's kedusha levim.
Okay. Against the Yerushamech. Okay. Good. So let's see again.
How would you be able to explain that if we're going to say that the Masechta of the Gemara is based on Gariva Ones, that the reason why the one dying doesn't pay is that Gariva Ones, how would you explain that according to the Ramban? How do you think this Masechta according to the Ramban?
Good question. I don't know what the Ramban holds. The Ramban holds that Adam Amazik, even by Ines Gomer, is also Chayiv. That's a machlekes. The Mishnah in Bava Kamma, at the end of the second parak, states, "Odemod liyolam beim shegig beim amezid beim bionis beim berotzi." So the Ramban learns it literally, beim bionis. If a guy's on top of the roof and the ruach sheinim mitzuya knocks him off the roof and he falls on some glasses and he smashes them, so the Ramban says that he's chayev. Ramban says chayev. Mamish oynis gomer. Tosis says not so. Tosis says Oynis kain, aveda, he's chayv. Oynis kain geneva, he's potter. Oynis gomer, he's potter. But the Ramban holds even oynis gomer is also chayv. So what the Ramban do with this gemara, I don't know. That's the Ramban who also agrees that the garmi oynis is potter. I don't know why should he distinguish. I don't know. The way we pass him, we're safe. You have a good kasha. According to the Ramban, the garmi is like Adam Amazik Menatayra. So why should the third dayan be potter? Should be Adam Odli Yonam, Afilu Be'oinus.
doesn't Ramban agree that if he went to sleep and then the kelim were placed there while he was asleep?
Yeah, that's a Yerushalmi. If a person went to sleep next to kelim and then in his sleep he tosses and he turns, he smashes the kelim. So it's his fault. At the time he smashes it, it's ba'inus, but it's his fault. Well, that if the what if the Bala Kalim brought the Kalim later, so then that's Pshias HaNizik. So then whenever the Hezik took place because of Pshias HaNizik, then the Mazik is not Chayim. What if someone else brought the Kalim there? The Ramban says, the Yerushalmi is talking, the owner of the glasses brought the glasses there and put them next to me while I was sleeping. So that's his own fault. Who told him to put the glasses next to me? Whenever there's Pshias HaNizik that contributed to the Hezek, then the Mazik is part of his bonus. But if someone else put the glasses, the guy put it as probably Gram of Benazik, and the guy broke it would be Chayiv. I don't know. The Ramban would probably say the one who broke it would be Chayiv. The Modli Yerim, I feel the bonus. He says if the Bala Kalim put the Kalim there, then Pshias HaNizik, part is the Mazik. So let's see again the Gemara. The Mishnah says that the one is outvoted to the three. Michtav hechi kasvi. How do you write in the Pesach? So there's a three-way machlokes hamaran. Bechon amar zakai, just paskin, potter, just give one Pesach. Shlok shama plan planim zakim, planim mechayv. You're right, who said potter, who said chayv. Rab Lazar, also a Talmud of Rab Yechon. Shlok shama Rab Lazar, both Talmud and Rab Lazar. Rab Lazar, and mizdaka plani. You write, you don't say zakai. You don't say Chayev. Reuven is Chayev. Chayev sounds like all three said Chayev. You say midivrim. You write something that implies that it was a split vote, and the Rov, you don't want to write who, because it's Allah say lech Rachel, but you write midivrim is not complaining. What's the difference whether you, if you're not going to write who's the one who said Potter, so what's the difference whether you write Potter, or you write a vote was taken, and the final maskana was Potter. What's the difference? So the difference will be about those who pay. My benai, what's the difference? Halacha lemaisa. What does each sheet represent? So first thing, Marsi Rigam, the Shlomi Yu, Mansabadai, the third one, is said Potter, does he have to pay also? Madi Amazakai, if he just write a psak, the Bezin Paskin, he has to pay the money. The Bezin Pat doesn't pay the money. Then all three are held responsible equally, because we wrote all three, gave the psak. If you write who said Potter, so then the third guy doesn't pay. Then the Gemara said, what do you mean? Well, the man the Gemara Zakai, and according to the first sheet that he just write the Bezin Paskin, Potter, Chayev, Mishalim, the third guy pays. How can you make him pay? But he is Ba'in is Gomer. The Bezin is Chayev to pay Medina the Garmi. So it's enough that you say that it's Garmi B'mezid. Garmi is only Chayev B'mezid. Then enough, he said, Shigas Talmud Ola Zadnan. But the lame malahu, let the third guy, he said, he disagreed with them. Let him tie it to them. He'll eat saisisan if you would have listened to me. Atu nami lo shlepta. No one would have to pay. In other words, it's ba'inus. Gami ba'inus for sure, Taisa says. Gami ba'inus for sure is but. Yes, according to the Ramban, it's a good question. Two Ramban. The Ramban holds Garmi in his Medina de Garmi. Garmi b'shegi is chayv. And the Ramban above the Kama holds that all the modli olam, afilu ba'inus gomer. Even nofel min agag, b'roch sheni mitzui, afilu roch sorah shel Eliyo. That's the Ramban's lashon. Even if it's a hurricane, feel the ruach service shaliyo. Ma'amashayin is gomer. So the Taisus holds that yipater. If it's an Taisus came up a famous Taisus on the first daf in Perek HaMiniach. Taisus has stiris galore. All the gemaras contradict each other. What's the din of adam hamazik ba'oina? So Taisus came up with a fantastic teretz. They split hairs. So Taisus says it depends. It's oinus kein geneva, oinus kein aveda. Fantastic teretz. They for all the kashas. Taisa Shita, everybody knows that Taisa learned Bava Kama, absolutely not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Absolutely not quoted. We absolutely do not paskin like that Taisa. Shulchan Aruch, they just paskin like the Rambam and the Rambam and the Ravid. Adamam Mazik Bain is Gomer is Potter. But Taisa's fantastic shtickle Torah that Oinus Kangineva is Potter, Oinus Kangineva, Oinus Kangineva is Chayiv. The Gemara says that in the end of Bava Metzia that Gineva is Korv Oinus and Aveda is Korv Lepshia. I tell the Shema, give me back the Bekodim Shem. I don't know where it is. I say, what do you mean you don't know where it is? Give it back. He says, I lost it. You lost it. You're a Pasheya. So no. He lost it. Aveda is not called. It's Korav. It's Korav Lepshia. And Ganeva should be Korav La'inus. But so we paskin Hashem. Mesoch is Chayv and Ganeva Aveda. And Shoyel is Chayv Be'onsen. Why do you say Hashem Mesoch is Chayv and Ganeva? Ganeva should be like... Gereva should really be like an oinus. So we say, no, Gereva is carved oinus. And why do you say, let's say, that Hashem Achinim is potter on Gereva and Aveda? Why is he potter on Aveda? Aveda is mamish pshia. So we say, no, Aveda is carved le pshia. But it's not pshia mamish. So Tosis quotes that Gemara. The Gemara says, Gereva should have been like oinus. So Hashem Asacha ought to be potter. He's potter on Anse. He ought to be potter on Gereva. So we don't say it like that. Gereva is carved oinus, but it's not oinus. And the Shamachinim should be chayiv in Aveda. Aveda is a Pshia. Gemara says, no. Aveda is karv l'pshia. But it's not Pshia mamash. So we split hairs. So the Gemara said, I would have thought, if not for the fact that Pasuk said, I would have thought that Gneva is close to Oinus and Aveda is closer to Pshia. I would have said like that. But we don't say like that. The Gemara said, there's no difference between Gneva and Aveda. Shamachinim is potter on both and Shamasacha is chayiv on both. You don't say that the Gneiv is an Oinus, that the Shem Masoch should be Pata. You don't say that the Aveda is a Pshia, that the Shem Achinim should be Chai. So Tosis says no. That Svara, Lachalik, between Gneiv and Aveda, is relevant to Halacha by Odom HaMazik. If the Odom HaMazik did a Hezik, but Oinus Kein Gneiv, then he's Pata, because that's Korv L'Oinus. Oinus Kein Aveda, he's Chai, because that's Korv L'Pshia. So that Taisa, Shtikal Torah, Tefar Empha, put all the Gemaras together. It's not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Absolutely not. Not every Taisa. There are a lot of Taisa in there that are so famous, but they're not accepted La'alocha. This one is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. So Nachamon. So the Gemara says, the third Dayan who said, Tfaket from the other two, Eli didi have it Saisisun, if you would have listened to me, at Tunami Lo Shlem, no one would have to pay. So he's not on a Mamazik, Bainas Goma. He doesn't have to pay. So you ask Akasha, if you put together all the Rambans, Ramban holds Dina de Gamma is Medina, Ramban holds Adam Amazik, Bainus Gamma is also Chayiv, so two and two is four, so you ought to have to pay, the third dine should pay. It's a good Kasha, I don't know. But Lafi Psak Alocha, that we pass from like Tesis, the Gamma Bishagig is Potter, but the dine Shato is considered amazing. Shigigas Talmud all is up, but the one who passed can correct, he's Bainus, he's for sure is Potter.
No, but I myself admit later on when I realized I was taught
B'shikol Adas, I'm eating my heart out.
He wasn't Mazik at all.
Well, you needed all three to give the psak.
He
participated in the psak. If he would have said any adaya, the whole bezin would have been butla mavutl.
That's already considered a mazik.
The psak had to be given by all three. If one guy walks away, then there's no psak. So he didn't walk away. He stayed there, and he says, "I disagreed with you," but he was part of the psak. It considered as if the psak was issued by all three, based on ruba kukula, bitl beroyf, whatever it is. We consider as if all three participated. So the first Madama thought that the third one also pays. Then the Gemara says, no, how can it be? It's Mamash Adam Amazik, Kedina the Gambi Boyin, it's Gomer, it's Potter. So that's out of the question. So it can't be that that's the Machlaikis, but the third one pays. Alikim and I, the Machlaikis, Nafkimin and Adinin, it's Shlomi Inu, Mansa Diday. The two who made a mistake, did they pay 50-50, did they pay 33-33, and 33 the guy loses. Mandi Amazakai, if you just say, we Paskin, Shoin, Mishalmi, so the two have to pay. We didn't mention at all in the psak, in the written psak, that there was a split vote. So we presented it as if it's as if everybody was unanimous vote. So the guy who's lost out in the first psak will collect all the money later on. He'll pay 50-50. Mandama plenty mzak and plenty mechayev. Loi mishalmi. They don't pay. They only pay. Each one pays 1/3, and they don't pay. The guy loses the 1/3. Nachamal, the man diyam plenty mezakim plenty mechayev loy mishalmi. What do you mean loy mishalmi? Man diyam mezakai mishalmi. Did they pay for the third one? So the man diyam mezakai. If you write the same nusach, whether it was a unanimous vote or it was 2-1, it's the same nusach. So it means it's going to be the same. If they realize that they made a mistake, if all three paskin an error, so the fellow collects 100%. And if 2 out of 3 paskin an error, so also collect 100%. That's how the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says, Ulaman di Yama Zakai. And if you write it the same, Loshan Apsak, Mishalmi, Craig the Gemara, what's the Kasha? The two dayanim pay each 150%. Shrek the gemara v'leim relay ilavat ilavat. If there wouldn't be the third dayan, if you wouldn't have joined with us, there wouldn't be any psak. All three participate in the psak. It's considered as if all three voted the psak. So the Gemara says, no, everybody agrees that they only pay one-third, and the fellow loses the one-third. The one who lost the psak, didn't turn the first time, is going to lose one-third. They'll only reimburse him the two-thirds. So what's the nafkemina? Nafkemina is still the selach rachel ba'amecho. Other nafkaminas, but that's not the machlokes. There never was such a machlokes. There can't be such a machlokes. If you had three dayanim, and two out of the three said chayv, one said pater, and then they realize that they made a tor b'shikol hadas, and then they want to reverse the psak, so we don't let them reverse the psak, but they have to pay mishalami basil. So the two who made the mistake pay one-third, and one-third the poor guy loses. So Gemara said there's no machlokes on that. One-third he loses. Chiddush in the Gemara. So what's the Elika? So what's the machlokes? The shaila is selach rachel ba'amecha. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't write who said chayv, who said potim shem la selach rachel ba'amecha. Shloka shama, you write the names. What do you write? These two dayanim said chayv, and that dayan said potter. Shem mechzik eshika. You got to write the bezin paskin chayv. It's not true. It was a split vote, so you have to write who said what. Rabbi Blaza isli demar, isli demar. He holds. There's an isha mechzik eshikra. It's not right to write a psak that sounds as if it was a unanimous vote. It's not true, it wasn't unanimous, but he holds it's an isha l'selach rocha ba'amecha. So he just write, there was a debate, and the maskana was, implying that it was a split vote. And the maskana, but you don't say who said chayv, who said pata. You write, the very mizdaka plenty. The conclusion of the dintar was this. Wow. So it comes out the maskana, that everybody agrees. If it was a split vote, 2-1, and then they realized they made a mistake, Tor b'shikol hadas, it was Tor b'dvar mishnah, so the chosid, they just reversed the psak, and whoever had the money the first time just surrenders it to the baldin shikan egdai. But if it's a Tor b'shikol hadas, then the two dayanim who made the mistake pay one-third each, and the third guy doesn't pay anything. And the one who lost it didn't turn the first time. Taka loses one-third of his money.
Do we say
that
we said
the
day
Shomayim
you should pay, right?
Like Garami ben this is Garmi, this is Chai B'dinei Yodim also mid the Rabbanan. Yeah. Menatorah Garmi is the same as Garami.
In the Shomayim we should also pay.
Who, the third one should pay?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense, but if it's Garmi, Garmi is worse in a sense than Garama.
No. Garmi, the two pay Medina de Garmi, they pay B'dinei Yodim. But the third one is Bamashina is Gomer. They say, what do you want him to do? You want him to kill the other two? He gave his opinion and he argued the Damashine far fun. So he's other Mamazigade Gami, but in his Gomer. So he's Potter. Yeah. Fine.
Is that like when I was doing Gemara, is that like a maskan here in the sense of like of the two or two the two pay, or is it sort of like
we just said the maskan, if it's 2-1. And then they realize they were toy b'shikol hadas, so only the two pay, the one does not pay. And the two do not pay 50-50, they pay 33-33. And one-third the guy loses. The one who lost it didn't turn the first time. He loses that one-third. If all three made a mistake, then each one of them pays one-third. So the guy will recover all of his money, the whole loss. But if it was a split vote, 2-1, so the one-third the guy will not regain. He's not going to get it back because the two only have to pay one-third each. The Gemara explains why, because the psak was given by all three. Psak was given by all three. So you can't hold the two responsible to pay 50-50 each. They didn't do the whole hezek. You needed all three to paskin.
If we're dealing with a case of kapala, of like non-talmid chachamim, so can you say that if the guy sat down with the other two people who aren't necessarily just talmid chachamim, that it wasn't an ones and that he actually would be chayav?
The one who said the correct psak.
The one who said the correct psak, but he joined the base and was not telling me they could come. So he knew that there was a chance that they could give the wrong psak.
So you should hold him responsible because he joined with the other two.
I mean, that right, the Gemara says.
Who picked the bezin? The Balei Dinim usually pick the bezin.
The Gemara on Chof Gimel says that you're not supposed to, right? It's also for a Tom Chofim to sit in the base.
That was us.
Looking into the other dayanim, right?
he shouldn't sit in an inter without checking out who the others are. Yeah.
So if he does, could he not be held responsible?
Yeah, but a lot of times they picked it, the Baladina picked the Dayanim. Zebar Le'echav, Zebar Le'echav. The two Baladina picked the same Bezin. They picked this Bezin. Everybody knows this Bezin, and they're not so learned. One of them knows how to learn. The other two are weak. Most of the Batadinim in New York, they're not such Goyinim.
If all three were Mechayiv, but one doesn't have enough to pay, so then the din is that the other two still pay only a third each.
Right.
Why is that different from by Mezikin in general? It's like you like the list from Mechayiv.
Right. Rab Soloveitchik said over from his father, Rab Moshe Soloveitchik, on that kasha. There is a Gemara in Bava Kamba, Ashor v'yotam shetochfu lebor. Ashor, a behemah and an odom ganged up against a person or ganged up against another behemah. They pushed him into a bor and he broke his legs and his arms and a big hezek. So the shor, let's say, was a short tam. So only pays chatzi nezek. Odom is mud le'olam. So the Gemara says, whenever shnayim shehizikot b'shutfes, two people, or one is a behemah, one is a person, two beings, two animals, two people, made a hezek. The Gemara says, if you can't collect the money from this guy, collect from the other one. So why don't you say over here, that was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's kash. Why don't you say over here, you can't collect a penny from the third one, because the third one is Garmibo in his gummy, he's potter. So why not make the other two pay 50% each? So that's what we read the Gemara. The Gemara says the psak is given by all three. Each one of the three did one third of the hezek. Here they didn't push. There's no physical hezek here. It's dina de garmi. Why is it garmi? When is it grama ben azikin, very indirect? And when is it garmi? It's halfway indirect, halfway not. So they're different opinions. So Tosis, that's the whole country's dina de garmi. The whole Ramban. The Ramban wrote a whole essay to try to ascertain when do we call it garmi, when is it grama. But Tosis was before the Ramban. The Taisa says the rule if it's Bori Hazeka and it's Miyad. We mentioned that there was a Supreme Court decision in America like that. If you incite a riot, so they can put you in jail. So what if someone gets up and he gives a whole drusha hate against the blacks? And then a month later, one of the people who listened to this pastor's sermon in the church on Sunday goes and he kills a black man or he burns down a black building or something. So if he did it a month later, then the pastor is not considered inciting a riot. But if right after he gave his speech in his church, right afterwards they go and they burn down a black house, it was miyad, and as Bori Hazeka, we could have predicted at the time that the person is giving the sermon that someone's going to listen to him, there's going to be mazik. So if it's miyad and it's Bori Hazeka, then that's called inciting a riot. So that's what Tosfos says. If it's miyad and Bori Hazeka, then it's called garmi. Then it's not called grama. Whenever you're missing one of those two elements, then it's called grama mezikin, and it's potter. Garmi is chayv according to Tosfos. Garmi is chayv midrabban. So if the hezek over here is because of garmi, religious Jews will listen to a psak of a bezin. So the bezin is going to pass, and the guy should pay. So the guy's going to pay. He's going to listen to what the rabbanim say. He's not going to give him a hard time. I don't know if that's so true today. Yeah, but the dinim a lot of times the bezin passes because the guy doesn't pay. I remember many years ago, Rabbi Schwab used to be the rabbi here in the neighborhood. So he used to be on the bezin of Torah Mesorah. Torah Mesorah used to have a special bezin. Whenever there'd be a sichsuch in one of the day schools in America that belonged to the Torah Mesorah network, so they would go to a bezin kavur. So Rabbi Schwab was on that bezin. So he says, he was talking about a specific person, a specific rabbi who had a kollel, not in New York, out of town. So he said, all the years that he used to paskin for Dine Torah for the Torah Mesorah day schools, they always followed the psak, except for one case, that guy, the head of the kollel, didn't listen to him. Because he held that he's bigger, he held that he knows better than Rabbi Shlomo. But usually it's called garmi, because it's going to be miyat, the bezin paskin, so of course the balabatim are going to listen to the rabbis. Religious Jews listen to the psak of the rabbis. So the Gemara says over here, the psak is the Maisa Hezek, Medina de Gami. The psak was issued by all three. So you can't say that the two who paskin wrong are, since the third guy is potter, because Zainas Rahman Patra, so the two have to bear responsibility for 50-50 each. You can't say, Elekha l'shtalum ahem shtalem namahai. They only did two, each one only did one third of the Hezek, because the Gemara says you need three dayonim to paskin out of the entire. There, The Sharvi Adam Shadachu Adam Labor, Sharvi Adam Shadachu Behem Labor, each one pushed with such a kerch, they could have broken the guy's legs. If the shor would push along, the guy would also break his legs. If the Adam would push along, the behemoth or the Adam would also break his legs. They had to both push together. So the Gemara says, whatever you can't collect from one, you collect from the other, because the other one did really a Maisa Hezek, he could have done the whole Hezek on his own. He pushed with such a kerch, they could have broken the guy's arms and legs without the shutta. But here the Gemara says, not so. Each one of the Dayanim did one third of the Hezek. So one of them is on his gamma, so he doesn't pay. The other two only did one third each. They don't have to pay. They don't have to make good for the other halves. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father. He just said over this Gemara that he was explaining, translating. That's what the words in the Gemara mean. That here the psak is the Maisa Hezek. The psak is the Dina de Garmi. The psak is the Maisa Hezek. And the psak was given by all three. You don't say the psak was given by two out of three. Psak was given by all three. So each one of the Dayan only did one third of the Hezek.
At the end of the day, that we paskin like Rabbi Meir about Dina Degarmi, let's say one of the judges was Nasav Nasam Biyat, would that override the Dina Degarmi and make it like he really did the whole Hezek?
That could well be. Nasav Nasam Biyat is considered Gazlan. Could be that he'll pay everything. I don't know. That's what to consider. Yeah. So the Mishnah gives you how do you run it in Torah. So it says, the Bezin discusses, and then, Nasim Nasim Bedover, they take a vote, okay, split vote, 2-1, fine. Then, after the split vote, Gomru es Hadover, when the Bezin finishes their deliberation, so Machnisim Osam, then they tell them to come back in. They tell whom to come back in, Machnisim Osam. Who is it referring to? It's very unclear. So the Gemara says it's unclear. Whom do we ask to come back? And if you should say Lebali Dinim, Reuven and Shimon, Hasan Kaimi, they never left. We never sent them out. We sent out the Edim. Because why not interrogate the Edim? Why not have Drisha Hakira? So if you're going to have Drisha Hakira to the first witness in the presence of the second witness, it's going to say the same thing. So there's no Drisha Hakira. You want to catch them in a lie. You want to see if they're going to contradict each other. So of course you have the drisha v'chakivah zeh shalai b'fnei zeh, but there's no reason to send away the baladinim. Baladinim are there the whole time. Elaim, well, the baladinim doesn't mean you call back in the baladinim, and the bezin gives them the psak to their face. So the Gemara says we never sent them out. Hasan kaima, they're there the whole time. It must be early edim, the edim we send out. So the drisha v'chakivah should be meaningful. So the Gemara says, why do you have to call the edim back in? Each aid gave his Haggadah said his Eshel HaBifnei says good the way it is. And then in the Nefashis, the din is, you make the Drisha V'chakir his Eshel HaBifnei said, but then they have to testify Tuch de Dibur of each other. So then you call, so the Bezin deliberates, and then if they decide that it's Potter, so they say Potter. If they decide that it's Chayiv, so they say, just a minute, Al Pidin, we don't have any Haggadah said this yet. Because the Haggadah said this has to be Tuch de Dibur of each other. So then, indeed, in the Fashis, he called back the witnesses. I already made the Drisha V'chakira before, 3 days ago. We had 3 days, we were deliberating. So now we decided we want to give the death penalty, Salpitin. There was no Kabbalah. So you have the two Edom testify over again, Turkaday Dibra of each other. But indeed, in Mominus, what do you need, Turkaday Dibra? So the Gemara said, should I say that the Mishnah is. Edom must be calling the Edom, and even though we're talking Dini Mominus, Dinin Nefashis begins in the next parak. But here we're talking Dinin Mominus. The whole beginning is Dinin Mominus. So must Ela later command the Lek Rav Nosson. The Mishnah goes against Rav Nosson de Tanya. Is a machloikas whether the Edom have to give Haggadah Seder Tuch de Dibra with Shad and Dinin Mominus. Yeah, the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos says that. He quotes the Gemara in Masech Shabbos, the end of Masech Shabbos, Kuf Yud. The Gemara says that one who recites by Chulu, Leil Shabbos and Shul, as if he's testifying, as if he's giving Haggadah Seder, that he believes that Hashem created the world. So the Ramah says, Edom have to testify Tuch de Dibra of each other. Two Edom, Eidechot is not acceptable. So you only say by Chulu on Friday night if you daven Bitzibur. And everybody has to say by Chulu simultaneously, or if I'm Shemana Esser, it takes longer. If I start by Chulu, Tuch de Dibur of someone else who's finishing by Chulu. But if everybody finished and they're saying Kiddush already in Shul, then I finally finished my Shemana Esrei, I'm going to say by Chulu. I'm not Tuch de Dibur of anybody else, so you can't say, I have to say Tuch de Dibur of each other. So the Magen Avraham asked, but it's only indeed in the Fashas that Dinei Torah could they be with each other. Maybe Knossos, I think the Ktzois or the Nesiva, someone says that the Knossos is also the same as Dinei Fashas. Adam have to test by Torah could they be. But you're talking about by Chulam, it's not Dinei Fashas and it's not Dinei Knossos, so why should Dinei Torah could they be? So the Magen Avraham asked the Kash and he fudges a little bit, gives some kind of a teretz. The Vilna Gaon doesn't like it, so he writes, Vilna Gaon always just gives Marmakonis. So once in a while he'll write Ayin Zohar, Ayin Tosa. Ayin means that he disagrees, that it's not right. Here the Vilna Gaon writes Ayin Magen Avraham means that it's not correct. He holds like the Magen Avraham's kashin. He doesn't like the teretz. He holds that you can say by chulu even be yachid. What do you say when you say kiddush? There's a Jew in China saying kiddush all by himself. There's a Jew in Australia saying kiddush by himself. There's Jews all over the world. Everybody's saying kiddush. So how is it good? The answer is you only need Turkah Nidibir of each other and Dinah Nefashas, maybe Dinah Knossos, but any other Adas, there's no need for Turkah Nidibir. So that's what the Gemara says. Isn't that a Machlekes of Nosson and the Chachamim and the Mishnah Shaloika Alocha? The Mishnah, should I say, the Mishnah is the Loika of Nosson? Lema, Keman, the Loika of Nosson. Should I say the Mishnah is against Rab Nosson? And we pass on like Rab Nosson. They don't have to give Tech, they deep of each other. So that's going to be the Gemara's discussion. Okay, we'll continue. What's the story tomorrow? We should continue. We had a democratic vote, and it's the Parsha.
Rabbi has more votes than everyone else.
Yeah. We already did a little Parsha today about the Mayan and the Mikvah. Okay, we'll do some more Parsha tomorrow. Okay. Good, we'll do some Parsha.